The way that they're administered today, I think that in some instances they probably are accurate, but I believe that there's a lot more personal ways of helping to gauge how well our students and our teachers are doing in the classroom than just standardized tests. The students all are extremely different from each other. Some, we all learn in different ways. Some of us may not do well on standardized tests. So I think that more methods are needed to help gauge whether a student is ready to graduate.
Thank you. And how about you, Mr. Christ Tompkins?
I had the good fortune to listen to Ayla and Elias, who are in the audience, play music last night, for instance. And I think if you believe that there are multiple kinds of intelligences and talents, that there's creative intelligence, there's mathematical intelligence, there's literary intelligence, it's very difficult to simplify a person or knowledge or intelligence into little ovals that you fill in. And similarly, I think there's got to be a lot of methods and measures of intelligence and knowledge and learning. And standardized testing is not the be-all, the end-all, or the only way to measure that. I've been really compelled in education policy by the notion of portfolio evaluation, which is another means of measuring one's knowledge and ability, which is a more holistic way of evaluating someone's growth through years or the beginning or end of a course, for instance. And it can be used in conjunction with, not to the exclusion of testing, standardized testing, but having sort of a battery of metrics and evaluatory methods, for instance, I think makes a lot of sense. This is a compelling idea to further explore. But ultimately, I think you want an education system. We want an education system that values and reflects all the different kinds of intelligences and abilities that are out there and values the whole student, the whole person.